short on the today. I'm only going to learn till the Mishnah. We're up to Kafches Amir Aleph. The Chacham Imamrim, the fire of his Zorah Ruach. The Rabbi Huda holds that Bir Chometz has to be done for Stryka, at least Bishas Isuro, or Bishas Biuro. Rashi learns that after the sixth hour, from that point on, it has to be, then you can do it anyway. But till then, it has to be the Seifa. Tosfos learns just the opposite. After the sixth hour, it has to be done the Seifa. Before that, even Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it anyway. But the Chachamim hold at any time, you could even crumble it up and throw it to the wind. Iboyelu, Heifi Komer. Nefar of the Zor of the Ruach, Umefar of Mataliyab. The Mefar, the crumbling it up, goes on both things. The Mefar, or throw it to the wind, or you crumble it up and throw it into the sea. Although Mefar of the Zor of the Ruach, of a Mataliyab Be'ema, or maybe not, Mefar only goes when you throw it into the wind. Then it has to be crumbled up. It has to be made into crumbs. But when you throw it into the sea, you could throw it in regular, because the sea's going to destroy it anyway. We have a similar Mishnah by what you do with Avodah Zorah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shochek V'Zorah L'Ruach O Matliyah. You grind it up. Avodah Zorah is usually metal or wood. So you grind it up, and you throw it to the wind, or you throw it into the sea. B-boy, we have the same shayla. Heichi kamer. Shochek v'zorah l'ruach, v'shochek umato liyam. There's a shochek that you grind it up, go on both of them. You either grind it up and throw it to the wind, or you grind it up and throw it into the yam. Or dilma, maybe not. Shochek v'zorah l'ruach. If you throw it to the wind, you have to grind it up. Avamato liyam be'ene. But if you throw it into the sea, you can throw it intact. Rashi. Maybe only if you throw it to the wind do you have to grind it up or crumble it up by the chametz. Because we're afraid that if you'll throw it into the wind intact, somebody else will find it needed. But if you throw it into the sea, nobody's going to find it and need it. It's going to get ruined. It's going to melt. It's going to get ruined by itself in the sea. Lashon shchika shayach mateches, lashon pira shayach kapas. By metal, it's called grinding something up. And by food, it's called crumbling it up. So one's purer and one is shchika, but the same basic idea. Amar Rabba, mishtabra vorezora, d'liyam hamelech koz asla, l'boi shchika. Avodah Zorah, which the Mishnah usually says, you throw to the Yam HaMelech specifically, and the reason that the Avodah Zorah you can throw to Yam HaMelech, because you don't have to get rid of it immediately. You have time to take it on a tiul and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So then, Lo Boi Shrika. Then you don't have to grind it up. Chometz, Lashar Naros, but Chometz, you can't expect people to take their Chometz Erev Pesach to Yam HaMelech. They throw it to the nearest body of water. And that's what's it called? Boy pure. Other Naharos, it's not going to get destroyed like it does in Yam HaMelech. Also, there's no traffic in Yam HaMelech. So not afraid there's no boats that go on Yam HaMelech. So not afraid that somebody is going to find it needed. Marshain came where there's plenty of traffic and it's not salty like the Yam HaMelech where it's so destructive. There we're afraid that if you don't grind it up or crumble it up, it may remain intact and people may find it and eat it. That's what Rabbah says. So it comes out, by Avodah Zorah, if you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you don't need what's it called, Shchika. Mashain came by Chometz, which you usually throw into a regular river, there you what's it called, need it. Okay, now the Rabbi Yomer of Yosef, other Rabbi, Ipcha Mistabra. Rabbi Yosef said, no, just the opposite. Avod Zara, the woman Misha, boy Shrika. Avod Zara, you're talking about metal. You throw it even into the Yama Melach, it's not going to get destroyed by itself. Then you need to grind it up. Chomets, the mamish, but chomets, no matter where you throw it, it's going to get soggy and disintegrate by itself, even if you don't grind it up. Low boy pure shouldn't need to be crumbled up. So we have machlokas, Rab and Rav Yosef. Rashi, Yam HaMelech, Anikra Mir Bitya. She brings down over here, what does that mean? That Yam HaMelech is Yam HaChemar. It's the sea of lime, a lime sea. The salt is like, I guess, like lime. Ein Svino Verispo. So there's no boats there. Manela, you're not afraid somebody's going to find it. So even if you throw it intact, it's okay. Boy Pir, Shema Tifka Bosvina, Petit Lenu, Balava Datayu. Since there's traffic, you're afraid people may find it and come to eat it. So it has to be crumbled up. Lo Memasa, Eina Mai, Memasa Sosa. So Rav Yosef says it's the opposite. About a Zor is usually metal, or wood. And it doesn't disintegrate in water. So you have to grind it up. But chametz is different. Tanya Kavaisa the Rava. Tanya Kavaisa the Rav Yosef. There's a brisa that says similar to Rava. And a brisa that says similar to Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavaisa the Rava. Hayu mahalach b'midbar. If you were in a midbar on Erev Pesach. Mefar v'zor aluach. So then you throw it to the wind. There's no water to throw it into in the midbar. Or you mahalach b'sfina, if you were traveling Erev Pesach on a boat, mefar u'matalya, then you crumble it up and throw it into the sea. So you see clearly that since you're throwing into a regular sea, right, you have to be mefar. By chametz you have to mefar. That's like Rabba. Because according to Rav Yosef, you wouldn't have to crumble it up when you chametz when you throw it into water. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yosef, the price that says like Rav Yosef, Oye Mahalach ben Midbar, Shochet v'zor al Ruach. If you're walking in the Midbar, so you grind up the Avodah Zarah and throw it to the wind. Oye Mahalach b'Sfina, or if you were in a Sfina, here's a by Chometz, Shochet v'mat l'yam. You grind it up and throw it into the sea. That's only by Avodah Zarah. That's in a regular sea. Where's the Shechit of Kasha the Rabba? Pira Kasha Rav Yosef. Maisa, each Kreisa is a question on the other one. Versa Shechika L'Rabba L'Kasha, Holi Yam HaMelech, Holi Shar Naros. En Echinami. If you're throwing Avodah Zarah into other Naharos, then you need Shechika. It's only if you throw it into the Yam HaMelech that doesn't need Shechika. Pira L'Rabba Yosef L'Kasha, Holi Chiti, Holi Nahama. It depends what you're doing. If it's what's it called bread, then bread, if you throw it into water, is going to get ruined. So you don't have to crumble it up. But if it's hard, grains of wheat, then even if you throw them to water, they're not going to disintegrate by themselves. Then you have to either, some Rishonim hold, then you have to mamish grind them up, crumble them up, or you can't throw them in a package. But if you separate them and throw them separately, then even grains, nobody's gonna salvage a grain from the water. They may salvage a package of grain. Mashen came bread, even if you leave it intact and don't crumble it up, it's gonna get ruined, even as a loaf. But a package of grain is not gonna get ruined. So either according to somebody's children, you have to open the package and spread it out, but you don't have to grind up each grain. According to some, I'd rather have to grind up each grain. We're afraid that people find each grain and use it. Rashi. Tanya Kavaisi the Rabba, the Chomets Boy Pir. You see a brisa that says with Eirish that you have to be Mefarer and throw into the sea. Tanya Kavaisi Rav Yosef, the Avodah Zarah Boy Shrika. And there's a brisa that Rav Yosef, that Avodah Zarah needs to be ground up. If you have grains that became chametz, right? Then they got wet and they became chametz. The grains can also become chametz. So then it needs to be pure. Rashi says, kolomar pizur. Doesn't mean you have to grind up each grain. Because that we're not kosher for. But you need to spread them out. Shalo yitnein b'shaf v'yizrakein. Don't throw a whole sack of grains intact, because it won't get ruined by itself. So you have to open the sack and spread out the grains. Eliyafazrim apnei amayim. Shalo yuchalovim l'lakta me'apnei amayim. Okay, Tosfos points out over here that even according to Rabbi Yosef, by Avodah Zorah, you only need to grind it up if you throw it into other Naharas. But if you throw it into Yam HaMelech, not. The Machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is, where it says Makal Yam, by Stam Avodah Zorah, Yam is Yam HaMelech, and therefore you don't need to grind it up. And Rabbi Yosef holds that it's talking about other Naharas, and you have to grind it up. But basically, when it comes to Avodah Zorah, right, the only machlokas is, what is it Stam talking about? Stam talking about Yam HaMelech, or Stam talking about other Naharas? Okay, this is going to Mishnah. Chametz shel nochri shavra v'pesach muter banor. Chametz of a goy that was around over Pesach, after Pesach you're allowed to have hanah from it. You're still allowed to even eat it, l'chara, but you're allowed to have hanah for sure. Yishel Yisrael, but a Jew's chametz that you were over by the ruin, by the motzei, is asur b'hanor, shenemar lo yeru alechosor. Rashi, mishum shenemar lo yeru alechosor, b'gmar mefarishva, more explains, mishum knosa. The over of them, mishum by the ruin. It's not nisidoraisa. Right, this Mishnah holds that chametz rov ha-pesach is only asur mid-rabona. This is a different tamoy of when chametz is asur and how it's asur. There is a sheet that the chametz rov ha-pesach is asur min ha-Torah. But this Mishnah, the Gemara will explain, is only a knas, because since you're over by the Uram, by the Motze, the Rabbanan gave you a knas, and they asked your chametz after Pesach, even Bahanah. But it's only an Isra to Rabbanan.